Good day, Mr. McDougall here with the Prosperity Series, Part 19. Today's teaching is going to be on the impact of soul winning. I'll define what soul winning is and what it does to you. And this is a very powerful teaching. And so if you can get into this realm, if you can start winning souls, it's mind-blowing what will happen into your life. So we'll follow with a rapid-fire style, which is much appreciated. Anyone that wants to get closer to me on the business side, you can book an appointment with our office at mrmcdougall.ca. OrcaComputers.com is live. It's an $80 a month membership for your growth and development. It comes with a virtual machine, all the tools and equipment you need, and training. You need to grow and develop your high-income skill set and survive to generate income and prosperity today and moving forward. Your children will need these skills moving forward. The world has changed. Computers send money between one another. God sends money using computers while you sleep. Some of you have great evangelism power in you. If you don't express the power of God I've given to you, you are frustrating the Holy Spirit. You have grace in you. You are ready. Are you ready to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Repeat after me. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to accept? Are you ready? It's time. So these are questions and methods you use to inject the prayer of salvation into someone, and that's how you win their soul. But you got to know if they're ready, is their heart open? And then when they are, you just ask them. Offer the prayer of salvation to others. If you sense openness, present the prayer of salvation as an option. They don't know how to enter the kingdom. You'll be surprised how many people are actually open and want to accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, and enter the kingdom. If the person means it and they accept the prayer of salvation, their sins are forgiven. You have to give them the chance for salvation. If you walk away, the moment is over. You have to present the prayer of salvation to the person. The kingdom of heaven shall be taken from you, so you shall be give heaven to others. Win the soul and depopulate hell. You should be winning souls weekly. Share the gospel. There are souls that want to be won everywhere. You must be a disciplined Christian. There are many temptations enticing you to backslide. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Well, here I'll talk about the rewards of soul winning. I'll just tell you quickly the numbers. There's six things that you get with soul winning that I'm going to touch on. You get the presence of God, the joy of God, divine health, all the desires of your heart are released. You get the access to His voice, and you get the power of God. So I'll go into them individually here. Rewards of soul winning. Presence of God is the reward for soul winning. When you engage the evangelism, God is with you. Presence becomes activated. Illumination of presence when you evangelize. The presence of God is activated from evangelism. Life is about the presence of God. You need as much of it as possible. You can get more and more presence as you grow. Joy of God is injected into your spirit. When you evangelize, you immediately get joy. The throne of grace, the spirit of joy, enters you. When you win souls, it creates joy in heaven, which is given back to you. If you are feeling sad and low on energy, go evangelize. Joy comes by winning souls. The more joy inside of you, the more power in you. Don't overthink. Stop overthinking. Just evangelize and see what happens. Sometimes we psych ourselves out. Nonsense. Christians who tell others of Jesus Christ never have sorrow. With joy we shall draw out the wells of salvation. To manifest the joy of God is one of the reasons for existence. How beautiful are then they who preach the gospel of peace and bring good news. In heaven all your tears shall be wiped away. When you speak Jesus to a lost soul, heaven comes into you and pours into the fallen angel. Smiling in church carries severe weight. God wants you to smile in service. Woo this God. Fake your smile if you need to, but smile. Divine health for evangelists. God gives evangelists health. You are an ambassador in the kingdom of God. A faithful ambassador is evangelism. Invisible medicines are injected into you when you evangelize. We age backwards when we evangelize. God is limitless in power. My way be known unto earth evangelism. Evangelists enjoy divine health. A man can do nothing unless God has revealed it to him. Preaching gospel gives you divine health. We don't go to doctor's office because we have divine health. Jesus is the best doctor ever because the health of heaven is injected into you. There is a prospering of the soul when you are bold enough to preach the gospel to all. God needs his evangelists to be strong with supernatural health because God needs you to be robust and strong. Who is going to believe you about God is you are well. Remove shame, fear, and timidity and psyching yourself out and preach the gospel. Ask the soul, do you believe in Jesus? Make a law and say the same thing over and over again. Do you believe in the gospel? Every conversation I get into, I say the same thing over and over again. That is my strategy to be productive evangelist. So what I'm saying here is you'll find your own way. You'll find your own strategy of how to win souls. But it's basically like, and why this relates to prosperity is because you're basically practicing how to sell. You're selling Jesus Christ. And if you can't close Jesus Christ, well, you just need some improvement. So if you can inject souls, the prayer of salvation into souls, it's going to turn into your bank account. The right moment is now. The person is in front of you. Choose this day who you will serve. So if you just have a protocol of things you say to the person, everyone you meet in the street, it's always coming back to talking about Jesus or coming to church with you. That's pretty much it. If you want to please God, shine and woo Jehovah by winning souls. Stand out before the high and mighty. God does not look at us all the same. This will win the favor of God. Winning souls is what he wants the most, so give it to him. Soul winners are few in number. Soul winners are rare. And that's what I'm saying. If you do this and you apply this in these teachings I'm giving you, you are rare. And when less people are doing something, you become more valuable and you become exalted and your life changes. Not many have the boldness or love enough for humans to tell about the gospel, but those who do are valued. Populate the kingdom of God by injecting the prayer of salvations into souls. Spiritual labor. You understand what comes into your life. When you understand the blessings, you will take evangelism seriously. And on a personal note, I've been pushing my driving, forcing my life in a direction where all I do is evangelize. But you have to have your schedule to be able to facilitate that. If you evangelize seriously, prosperity will pour into you and into your bank account. Make evangelism your job. From poverty to buying others' houses, it's in your best interest to take evangelism seriously. Recognize how few are evangelists. Vancouver, 97% not born again, 3% born again, and you get into yourself into the 1% by winning souls. There are souls everywhere to go outside now and go win souls in the region you live. You don't need to travel across the world on some mission to win souls. Jesus also affects other areas in your life like prosperity and health. Jesus died for more than our sins. He died for our health and our wealth. Preach and you will obtain the power to heal. You should hate disease, flu with all of your heart because it is not in your inheritance. Invisible medicines is your reward for evangelizing. This Jesus is so simple. Go out into the vineyard and whatever is right shall be given. What you want most of God shall be granted. This is very powerful. Your message, your needs will be met and other will be envious of you because you have the power to manifest the blessings of God. If you evangelize, he will give it to you. Evangelism must form and become you. It must become your habitual nature. Evangelism must form you in a not a 1 or 2 day thing. My God shall provide all your needs and your heart's desires will come to pass. Instead of praying and asking God to do things, go evangelize and God will do things for you without asking. What do you want the most from God? If you do His word, things move. Christianity is a machine. You must press the right buttons. Evangelism is the button God wants you to press the most, so go evangelize. Evangelism is the engine button of Christianity. If you engage in hardcore evangelism, all things are given. Be ready to live all of the Bible because you have the power to get so much from heaven. Voice of God can be unlocked because of evangelism. The voice of God is ignited for evangelists. Evangelism is so critical to God, He will send you on individual missions. He guides you and tells you to go talk to people because you activated the voice. He will speak to you more. For God to speak to you often and frequently, high obedience is needed. God needs to tell me who to talk to. Evangelism is hyper-obedience. He breaks the structure of needed obedience and gives you spiritual guidance. We all need the voice of God to be as highly activated as possible in our lives. Go into the world and preach the gospel into all of them. God does not want your evangelism to not be fruitful. God takes evangelism so seriously, He will speak to your name, tell you who to talk to. If someone is on your mind, reach out. Once it's unlocked, God will speak to you highly. It will change from guidance regarding evangelism to your own life. Evangelism is the master key of Christianity. You should know who is open and who is not open to receive Jesus Christ. If someone is not open to the gospel, walk away. A spiritual person knows who to talk to and who not to. Discernment of spirit. Satan will rise out of those who are not open, and they will trample you, and they will offend you, and you will feel it. The quickest way to hear God's voice is through evangelism. God will have to get involved and will guide your steps. Revelation means the voice of God. Speak the Bible to a lost world. Evangelism is the most important thing in the world. God will come speak to you. The spirit of revelation is unlocked when you take evangelism seriously. You even bypass other spiritual requirements for your blessings. The word of the Lord is preached to you when you evangelize Him. Every time God sends you to a soul, they are open. You win them in 2 minutes. There is no more tug of war. You shall receive power of God. Satan will show you his face to face when you evangelize. When you evangelize, God puts power of God on your shoulders, which allows us to tread over snakes and scorpions. You will see what is inside of the other person immediately. Engaging in evangelism is an amazing experience. Strange things happen. Rejoice in persecution when evangelizing because delayed blessings will be released onto you. Satan fights tooth and nail to not lose a soul. So this is why God gives you power to win souls. I need you to get out there and tell people about Jesus, for the preaching of the cross is the power of God. Power means anointing of the Holy Spirit. Anointing is power of God. Be not ignorant to the ways of the enemy. Know the enemy's devices. When you evangelize, he freaks out and shows himself. You're going to see things, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Power is given when doing good and healing those who are oppressed of the devil. Power of God comes into you immediately. Most Christians don't know the rewards of evangelism, but now you do. So much power has been released to you if you apply this wisdom. When you evangelize to a soul who is not open, they will show their true form. Here a section on what you need to be successful in evangelism. Praying and fasting. Praying and fasting creates the boldness of God, which destroys fear and intimidity from the evangelism platform. Praying and fasting injects supernatural boldness into you. The lion nature of God comes into you through praying and fasting. You need bold empowerment. You must do this from the power of the Holy Ghost. If you like food too much, it's a problem. You need boldness to evangelize. You need boldness to speak the word. You get it by praying and fasting. Slowly and organically build your praying and fasting power. Take steps in this area to receive your inheritance. Fear, timidity, and shame is disabled. You need that boldness and that is achieved through praying and fasting. You also need the ability to discern spirits. When you pray and fast, you are able to discern the spirit. You need boldness and discernment. Now, once you have boldness and discernment, now you're on fire. You will know who to talk to and who not to talk to. You are strategic. Judge not according to appearance, you have righteous judgments by seeing what is in the inside. This is what makes you so powerful. Jesus was aware Judas was about to betray him. Jesus knew who it was because of discernment. So that's 15 minutes of soul winning and the impact it has on your life. And when you win souls, the light shines through you into others, and that's how it grows. And this is the most powerful force in the universe. And Satan is absolutely pissed and terrified that I'm telling you this teaching. Now, I wanted to go into just a quick bonus section on warfare. Just got maybe a minute or 30 seconds on some warfare. And so a lot of Christians don't know about warfare. I just learned about warfare 2 years ago. And I've been under constant attack. And the attacks come in waves, by the way. Even as you grow as a Christian, they will come in waves. So here's some bonus wisdom on warfare. Satanic assaults are real. To be free, you must be a person of thanksgiving and praise. Warfare prayers are prayers of battle. Entanglement of the devil will interrupt your life. Every scheme and plan of Satan against my destiny, I command the fire of God to back up the enemy. Satan doesn't want you to know warfare prayers exist. You cannot be too Gentile as a Christian. There are sometimes you need to get into battle. Have a mode of battle. Are you going to sit there and let Satan trample you, or are you going to fight? Be not ignorant of the ways of the enemy. And I will speak out of personal experience. Once I started observing the devil and seeing his ways, I just observed and I just watched him literally trample my entire life. So this is an energetic force. So as a person and a Christian, you can't be passive. If you're passive, you need to understand that the negative force and satanic forces of energy will just trample you. It's a whirlwind, and that's the spirit of Leviathan. But that also goes the opposite way, in a more powerful way. Satan is nowhere. He's nothing compared to God. So you can have the energy of God, the vortex and the vibrational estros working in your favor instead of allowing the negative forces to trample you like a whirlwind. And Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he likes you being in a sad state of mind. So last thing I want to touch on here, that wraps up the bonus warfare stuff. If you don't know what the prayer of salvation is, reach out to me. And I'll get you some training on how you can increase the prayer of salvation. If you can't get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me by sending me an email at support@mrmcdougall.ca. We'll get a hold of you there. But I just wanted to give you this wisdom for the week. So get out there and win souls. Start asking around your communities. Learn about the prayer of salvation, what it is and how you do it. It's a 30-second prayer. And I'll give you just a quick example. So when you see someone's heart open, you say, are you ready? Are you ready to accept Jesus? And if they are, you just say, okay, repeat after me. Write my name in the book of life. Cancel my name from the book of death. Thank you for dying for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that was just an example, but you can make up your own prayer of salvation that follow that kind of structure. But that's it. 30-second prayer, you win someone's soul and Jesus Christ has actually entered into them. And if their heart is postured in a correct way, the results could be absolutely drastic. So I just want to wrap this up here, guys. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Thank you for all the emails. The online classroom is going. Tasks are being completed every day. Don't get left behind like the saber-toothed tiger. It's time to improve your skills and get in stream with the flow of our changing economy. I just want to say one last thing. Computers send money. God sends money while you sleep. Have a great day. Amen.